Happy Tuesday.
My name's Nick.
My name is Alan.
And welcome
into the dungeon.
This week we're back at the foot of Icespire Hold, where Shrew in owl form had gone on a scouting mission. He had managed to discover that there were 7 people in the camp, 2 at the entrance, 3 in one tent, 2 in another, before he took a little rest to spy on the 2 guards by perching himself precariously on the totem, which was described as having various runes on it. When Shrew landed on it, it triggered a magical trap, alerting the 2 guards. And that's where we find ourselves at the start of this session. So just for our listeners and for Shrew, or rather Alan, I'm going to describe the scene at the moment. We've got a rather large camp made up of 11 tents, which are arranged in a circular fashion around a giant bonfire in the center. Between the camp and Shrew's shrubberies, which stayed behind and have witnessed another one of Shrew's master plans, go a little pear-shaped. They're about 100 feet away through open terrain, taking some cover behind a rock. The 2 guards, hearing the magical trap set off and hearing Shrew shout out in pain, have turned to face him and have shouted out, "Who's there?" That's the scene painted for you at the foot of the last slope up to Icespire Hold, where the dragon awaits. I'm going to start the session with a call for initiative rolls, where Shrew is currently completely surrounded by at least 7 people that he's heard the voices of. But just to remind our listeners, this camp is bigger than for 7. Shrew had estimated between 15 and 20 when he was viewing the camp from a distance. Where are those other people? Gotta stay tuned in and find out. Alright, big Al, give me those initiative rolls.
Here we go, I'm gonna roll all of them at once. For Murkob, we have a 3. For Shrew, a 7.
Oh dear.
For Fenna, a 14.
Go, Fenna.
And for Fabian, a 16.
Just to remind our listeners, Casper shares the initiative order of Fenna, so he will also have a 14. Alright, I'm gonna roll for the cultists. So with those rolls out of the way, pleased to tell you that it's Fabian at the top of the initiative. Fabian, seeing that Shrew is in a bit of a pickle, gonna draw an arrow from his longbow and shoot at one of the guards.
Okay, so it's going down then.
Give me an attack roll for Fabian, please.
That's a total of 15 to hit.
That hits. Roll for damage.
That's 7 damage.
Ooh. He felt it. He's got a second attack. He's going to take a shot at the same guy.
It's been a long time since we had a good old fight. Feels good until I just rolled, and I rolled a 5. 5 plus 5 is 10.
That second arrow whistles over his head.
Damn it.
Finding itself embedded in the snow. Just to clarify for our listeners, this first round I'm taking control of Shrew Shrubberies because they've seen their leader in a tight spot. After this round, it'll be back to Al. Incidentally, it's the turn of those 2 guards now. The first of the guards, having seen his companion shot with an arrow from a distance and seeing Shrew clinging onto the totem, shouts out,
"Intruders!"
He's taking some cover behind one of the tents to the left of the totem. He's going to hold his action. He's going to lash out with his sword at anybody that comes close to him. The guard that's just been shot is simply going to move. He's used his action to dash, because he couldn't get to cover with his usual 30 feet of movement, and he's now taking that cover behind a tent to the right of the totem, and away from Shrew's shrubberies. A third guard emerges from the tent where Shrew had heard 2 voices.
"What's going on?"
This one uses his full movement to get to the base of the totem, He's going to try and throw a javelin up at Shrew. That's a total of 17 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Oh, max damage. Stunning strong. It's a total of 7 damage.
Ooh, nasty. I'm already 22 HP down.
Ooh, those potions from Neil might come in handy. It's now over to Fenner and Caspus. Seeing Shrew hurt by a javelin and clinging onto the totem for his life, Fenner's going to jump on top of Caspus and, using Caspus's action to dash, they're going to move forward 60 feet so she can get in range with her guiding bolt. Caspus and Fenner make their way to a small boulder, which offers some partial cover. Fenner's then going to have to use 15 feet of her movement to get in range of firing this guiding bolt, and she's got 10 feet of movement to try and take some cover after it.
Sounds good.
She's casting this as a level 1.
Ooh.
Roll for attack.
Total of 18 to hit?
Yeah, that definitely hits.
All right, 2 ones, a 3 and a 6. So a total of 11 damage.
11. He's looking shocked and in some serious pain.
Ooh. Weaklings. Cloth wearers.
No, they look like they've got leather armor to you.
Oh, really? Weaklings.
Fen is then going to use her 10 remaining feet of movement. She can't quite take cover, but she's now next to Caspus. It's now over to one of the voices that Shrew heard coming from the tent behind the bonfire. This is towards the back upper quadrant of that circular campsite.
It better not be the boss.
From this tent emerges a figure wearing a more ornate dragon mask.
I had to talk.
This one's wearing plate armor.
Ooh.
You can see the symbol of Tiamat emblazoned on his chest. He's got a black shield.
Ooh.
And a menacing looking sword.
Poor Fabian.
He's got these big shoulder blades coming out, ornately decorated with dragon scales.
Wow.
This one's wearing a more ornate dragon mask, or rather more like a helmet for this one, adorned with a pair of horns and this cloak that drapes over, almost looking like he means business.
Almost. Oh, definitely looking like he means business.
He definitely looks like he means business. Okay. And he looks pissed.
Oh, shit.
What's this ruckus?
And he steps out, seeing one of his guards looking rather wounded and another with an arrow sticking out of his chest. He glances over the totem and sees a wounded Shrew holding on.
Bring me the intruder!
As he's walking out of the tent and seeing all this, he grabs a javelin that's resting against it. He's going to lunge it at Shrew with disadvantage because he's out of the normal range. That's a 15 and an 11, so it'll be 11.
That misses.
No, wait, plus.
Oh.
11 plus 6, that's 17.
That hits.
Oh dear, Shrew. All right, not too bad. That's a total of 7 piercing damage.
Oof, not too bad.
That's his turn. He's now stood next to the bonfire. A Shrew feels that second javelin hit him. He glances over his shoulder to see this terrifying sight, made all the more frightening, standing next to the bonfire, seeing the flames sparkle of his polished black armor.
Over there, there's another one!
He shouts as he points over towards Fenner across the field. It's now over to the other two voices that Shrew heard from within the tent where this boss guy has come out of. This first one moves his 30 feet. He's going to draw a longbow and fire at Fenner with disadvantage. Wow, I'm rolling pretty high today, even with disadvantage. That's a 12 and a 17. 12, a plus 2, 14 on Fenner.
Yeah, that hits.
That's a total of 4 piercing damage on Fenner. The second one comes out of his tent as well. And he's also going to take a shot at Fenner with disadvantage. That's a miss as it whistles off into the distance. You notice that these two don't have as much armor on. They look lighter equipped, more mobile. It's now over to the voice that came out from the tent that had 2 men in it originally. This massive hulk of a cultist runs out, brandishing a longsword. He looks in confusion. He moves 25 feet of his movement to the base of the totem, looks around, sees that the intruder on top of the totem pole is looking rather wounded, and his companions are encircling him. He looks across the field and sees Fenner there. He's going to use his action to dash an extra 30 feet in that direction. Now it's a shrew of shrew shrubberies.
Okay, I want to let go of the totem, and as I'm falling, I want to turn into a giant eagle.
Okay, I was not expecting that.
As I fall, I want to swoop and fly in the direction of the seemingly boss-type character with the big horns and the big pauldrons and the big black shield.
All right.
I want to try and grapple him.
So yeah, you've got enough fly speed to reach him. You're going to try and grapple him, yeah?
Yeah, with my talons, I want to try grapple him around the shoulders.
So that's a contested roll between the eagle's athletics against this character's either athletics or acrobatics. And he just so happens to be proficient in athletics.
Damn it!
Here we go. Oh! Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Just by your laugh, I know you've rolled 20 or something, so...
Natural 20.
Fucking hell.
Natural 20. Plus 6.
Yeah, 15.
Your talons try to grab onto those spiked shoulder blades that he's got with dragon scales. They just glance off and he bashes you with his shield.
What the fuck?
So as a giant eagle, you've got another attack still.
As I glance off, I want to try and grapple him again with my multi-attack, but this time using the beak.
It's another contested roll.
Yeah. We might be butchering the rules here, but hey.
Let's do this. I'm going to roll again because it's cockled, and it was cockled on a 19, so I'm just being fair.
Damn.
And this is a different dice. I've retired the red dice.
I've rolled exactly the same as I rolled before.
15 total?
Yeah.
This time it's a 13 plus 6, 19.
It's not going to happen.
Again, he bashes you with a shield. Is Shrew doing anything else? He looks perplexed as he sees this red mustache on this giant eagle.
As one would. I'm going to risk it and try and fly away. About 20 feet above him.
All right, he's going to take a swipe with his sword. That is total of 12. Just misses the giant eagle. Just catches a few feathers as Shrew flies off.
All right, so yeah, I'll stay above him around that 20 feet.
So it's a Murkob now. Murkob is seeing this great, bulky cultist rushing towards Fenner's position. He's going to use his action to dash to try and meet him halfway.
The orcs had something called orcish aggression, right? They could dash again?
Well, yeah, they can use their bonus to dash as long as it's towards a hostile creature. So, yeah, he can move an extra 30 feet. He's now just 30 feet away from that cultist that was rushing towards Fenner. That brings his turn to an end. And in fact, it brings that round to an end. We're now back to the top with Favian. And I relinquish control of Shrew Shrubberies back to you.
Favian, seen as he stayed alone back there, he's going to come out and rush up as well, trying to catch up to Murkob. He's going to use his action to dash.
Favian manages to get within 30 feet of Murkob, 60 feet away from that cultist.
Favian holds his shield in front of him to try and fend off anyone firing any arrows.
It's now over to those initial guards that were keeping watch. The cultist that was standing watch and that escaped unscathed and hid behind the tent holding his action. Seeing one of his companions rush across the open field and seeing this orc and this human rush towards him, he's going to join his companion. He's actually going to use his action to dash and engage with Murkob. The other cultist that was standing watch, the one that was shot with an arrow by Favian, is going to hold his action. He's looking rather shocked having been shot with an arrow and seeing this giant eagle appear out of nowhere. He's clutching at his sword and he's ready to strike if anybody comes near. The cultist that fired a javelin at Shrew whilst he was still on the totem moves within range of Eagle Shrew and he's going to fire a javelin at him. That's a total of 14 to hit?
Yeah, that hits.
It's a total of 5 damage. No eagle sound effects there?
Whoa!
or morning pigeon, as yeah. Neil said.
Just for Neil, that one. No.
It's now to Fenner and Caspus.
Fenner sees as the cultist she fired at before moves away and tries to attack Shrew. She's going to stay there as she doesn't want to get closer to the fray. but she has seen that another cultist that appeared from one of the tents is getting closer, trying to rush Murkub. So she's gonna fire another guiding bolt at this one.
Just to clarify, this isn't the one that's engaged with Murkub, but the one that was running towards him initially.
That's right. This time she's gonna up the ante. She's gonna cast it as a third level spell.
Ooh. Yeah, he's well within range.
I'm gonna roll to hit. Or to try to, at least. That's a total of 22 to hit.
Oh, yeah, that hits.
Okay, that's 66, as I cast it as a level 3. That's a total of 20 damage.
Ooh, not too shabby. He looks in shock, but he's still standing strong. Is Fenna doing anything else?
Trying to duck as best she can behind the little cover she has there, behind the rock.
All right, she's got some partial cover there. Is Caspus doing anything?
Nah, he's just staying there again, trying to duck behind the rock.
It's over to the big boy. He looks up at Shrew, and then down at his sword. With the hand that's holding the shield, you see him wave it over the sword. You see it imbued with a positive, magical energy, which makes it shine with the dim light. That's his action. It's now over to the two cultists that had come out of the same tents as this big boy, the ones with the bows. They both take aim at Shrew. That's a total of 14 on the first, and a total of 13 on the second.
Yeah, both hit.
That's 5 piercing damage from one of the shots, and 8 piercing damage from the second. And that's her turn. So now over to the cultist that had been hit by Fenna. He uses 25 feet of movement, and he's rushed up on Murkub. He's going to use his longsword and swipe twice at Murkub. That's a total of 9 on the first attack, and no better on the second, with a total of 8.
They both miss.
It's now over to Eagle Shrew, hovering 20 feet above the big boy.
I swoop down again towards the big boy, and I try and grapple him again. This is the last time I'm trying it. Because, yeah, it's either way, it's the last time I'm going to be able to try it. So I try to do it.
So here we go. An athletics check against your athletics contested roll. I've rolled already. Al is praying to the gods of Faerun.
It's worse than before. Total of 11.
Closer this time. Total of 13.
Damn it. If I would have rolled what I rolled before, I would have won. He's going to try it again with a beak. Come on.
Should I put you out of your misery and say mine first, though?
Yeah.
Total 22.
Yeah. 15.
Oh, that one would have beaten him in the last round.
And put him medium boy away.
Is Shrew doing anything else?
As my bonus, I want to use my combat wild shape, where I can roll 1d8 hit points per level of the spell slot I expend to regain some life.
Okay. What level are you casting then?
I'm going to do it as a level 2, just in case.
Roll them d8s then.
Okay, here goes. That's an 8 and a 1, so 9 healing. And now, having healed a bit, I'll try to fly away and risk being attacked with a reaction.
Here comes the attack of opportunity. Oof. That's 17 plus 2 plus 6. Safe to say that hits.
Yeah.
So that's a d8. Total of 10 slashing damage from the sword attack. How's Shrew looking?
Thankfully, I healed before moving. I'm down to 7 hit points as Giant Eagle Shrew. But I'm using the rest of my movement to get as far away as I can towards the rest of my party. And I want to fly at around 10 feet above these cultists so that they can't get more attacks of opportunity on me if I fly overhead.
Okay. Over to Murkub then.
Murkub, now seeing he's in hand-to-hand combat with two cultists, wants to rage and wants to attack the one that looks more powerful, the one that just joined.
Alright, roll to attack then.
That's a total of 22 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
That's 6 damage, and plus 2 for the rage, so that's a total of 8 damage.
Alright, constitution time. Sorry, my friend. That's 16 plus whatever, and the DC is 15 on the sword.
Yeah, he saves.
So he's not wounded.
Nope.
Murgob has used his bonus to rage, and he's used his attack. I take it he's staying put?
Yes, he's staying steady, awaiting the onslaught of those two cultists.
That's the end of round two then. Top of the round at round three with Fabian.
Fabian is trying to close the gap to Murgob to help him against those two that are engaged with him. He's going to go right up to Murgob's left side and try and attack the one Murgob just attacked now.
Okay, roll for attack then.
18 to hit.
That hits.
That's 1d8 as Fabian is wielding his shield and sword. And that's a total of 13 damage.
Ooh. This guy starts to pant a bit.
Fabian goes again, unrelentless, to try and down him.
Roll to attack.
13 to hit.
That second attack does not hit.
Damn it, Fabian.
Any bonuses for Fabian?
No, that's all he's doing. He's staying there.
Then it's over to those initial two cultists that were standing guard. The one engaged with Murgob is going first. He positions himself behind Murgob to get advantage by flanking him. It's a total of 16.
That hits.
It's a total of 5 slashing damage on Murgob.
That's halved because of his rage, though.
Alright, so that's down to a 2 then. It's over to the second of those guards, the one that stood behind the tent that had been shot by Fabian. He's feeling a little braver now. He uses his movement to close the gap and then uses his action to dash and engage with Fabian. It's now to the guard that was hit by Fenner's guiding bolt. He stood next to the giant bonfire where he'd been engaged with Eagle Shrew, and he uses his action to dash towards Fabian and Murgob, running under Eagle Shrew. So over to Fenner and Caspus. What are they doing?
Still from where she is, behind the partial cover, she wants to try and hit yet again with a guiding bolt, and again to the cultist that looks stronger.
Alright, roll to attack then.
This time it's a level 1. That's a total of 15.
That hits.
Yes. That's 4d6 this time. For a total of 15 damage.
Oh, he's looking on death's door, this one.
Ooh.
Will he be the first to fall in battle? Caspus doing anything?
He's staying there for now.
Then it's over to Big Boy. He's going to use his action to dash. He's going to try and close the gap from beside the bonfire where he was, over to Fabian and Murgob. Despite the dash, he's still 35 feet away from both of them. That brings his turn to an end. It's over to the two cultists that had shot with their bows. Both of them are going to take a shot at Murgob. What a doofus I am. I've just realized that these cultists have multi-attack with their bow. I haven't been making use of it. So I'll start with the first one. I'm going to take 2 shots at Murgob. Well, that's a big old nat 2, which does not hit. And an 11 plus 2 for a total of 13.
Which does not hit either.
Ooh. Second cultist is going to let fly with 2 arrows as well. Not much better. That's a 4 on the first attack, plus 2, which is a 6. But unfortunately, the second attack is a nat 20.
Oof. Big oof.
That's a 1 on the d8.
Alright.
So doubled to 2, plus 2, 3, half down to a 1 because of the rage. So 1 damage on
a
Murgob on a critical hit.
Wow.
And out of 4 attacks. Shocking.
Murgob the MVP.
Starting to feel what it's like to be you in these battles. It's now to the cultist that's been savaged by Fabian and Murgob. He's going to use his sword to attack Murgob. The total of 14.
That does not hit.
And his second attack, marginally better. Total 15.
Just hits.
He's using this with 2 hands. It's a total of 11 slashing damage, half down to 5. So it's a Shrew.
Shrew is seeing Murgob being attacked by that cultist. The one that looks stronger than the others, but also weaker at the same time, in the sense that he's taken quite a bit of damage. I want to swoop down the 10 feet towards him and attack him from a position where I will not incur an attack of opportunity from any other cultist if I try to fly away again.
Okay. Are you going talons first or beak first?
Talons first. That's a 15 to hit.
That hits.
And that's 2d6 plus 3 for a total of 12 damage.
With Shrew's talons, he rips him to shreds as he falls to his knees and then crumples into the snow.
All right. Tide is turning.
What's Shrew doing?
I want to continue flying and position myself behind the cultist that flanked Murkub originally. And as I fly up to him, I want to attack him with my beak. Give him a peck.
A little peck. Not the kissing type, I take it.
No.
Here comes the nat one. Please.
No. not quite, but I don't think it hits. 12.
Just hits.
Ooh. That's just 1d6 for a total of 7 damage.
All right, is Shrew doing anything else? Any bonuses?
No, I am staying there for now.
Then it's over to Murkub.
Murkub, seeing Shrew flanking the guy that was attacking him, is going to turn around swiftly and try to slash at the cultist's throat with his scimitar.
Okay, then a roll for attack.
That's a total of 17.
That hits.
A total of 11 damage on that attack. He needs to make a constitution saving throw, right?
He doesn't.
No? Okay.
He collapses on the floor, dead, as his throat is slit from ear to ear.
Nice one, Murkub, MVP.
That's 2 down, 5 to go. If Murkub is not doing anything else, then it's over to Fabian.
Murkub is going to position himself behind the cultist that is engaged with Fabian, giving Fabian a bit of an advantage in his hand-to-hand combat right there. Fabian is going to try and attack the cultist, stabbing with his sword. 20 to hit.
Yeah, it definitely hits.
That's a total of 10 damage.
He stabs him with his steely blade, and he slays the beast.
All right.
He's got his movement and another attack.
He is going to run up to the cultist that Fenna originally hit with her guiding bolt, and he wants to try and kill this one too. 23 to hit.
That hits.
That's 7 damage.
This culting is gasping for breath and gurgling blood. He's just about standing, but he looks seriously wounded. Is Fabian doing anything else?
No, he's staying there for now.
Then it's over to the cultists. The first two have perished in battle. And so it goes over to the cultist that Fabian has almost slain. He's going to try and slash back at him. A total of 14.
Try was the keyword there. That misses.
Then it's over to Fenner and Caspus.
Fenna now seeing a big brute rushing towards her friends is going to direct her attention to him. She's going to cast Guiding Bolt, but this time she's not holding back as a fourth level.
Ooh, Fenna!
On the big boy. Let's hope we can get some sleep before attacking the dragon. If not,
yeah, let's hope the dragon doesn't swoop down.
Yeah, if not, we're done for. Let's also hope she hits.
Yeah, with a fourth level spell, you should be picking your lucky dice.
I don't own lucky dice. They're all crap.
He says just before he rolls a nat 20.
Let's see, shall we? Here we go. No. Not a nat 20. Not even close. That's a 14 to hit.
That does not hit.
Oh, damn it. That's her turn there, then.
It's now the turn of that cultist. He's going to get right up on Fabian. He's going to slash him with his sword. Total 21 to hit.
Oh yeah, that hits.
Okay, going to roll for damage. That's a total of 9 slashing damage on Fabian. And then, as the blade bites into Fabian, he sees these black wisps emanating from the armor, coming down the arm, and also sees the emblem of Tiamat glow.
Ominous.
As he takes an additional 10 damage. This cultist is now going to swing his sword again at Fabian. It's a total of 19.
Oh yeah, that hits.
Total of 11 slashing damage on Fabian. This time he does not feel that magic burst through him. Fabian's taken 30 points of damage in that round. It's now over to the two cultists with the bows. The first one, I'm going to take aim at Shrew in eagle form. That first arrow sort of droops off the bow and falls into the snow. That was a nat 2. The second shot, not much better. Total of 12.
That misses.
The other cultist is going to use a few feet of his movement to get within range of Shrew. Here comes the first shot. It's a total of 11.
That misses.
Not very good shots, these people. They must be stormtroopers. And here comes his second shot. I think this one hits. Total of 15.
Yeah, that hits.
For a total of 5 piercing damage. Oof.
Still an eagle, but not for long.
It's now with a Shrew in his eagle form.
Alright, I'm going to spend another second level spell to regain some health using my combat wild shape as a bonus. That's my second and last second level spell slot. For an extra 11 hit points, not too bad.
Not too bad at all.
And as one last hurrah, I'm going to attempt to grapple the big boss once more. I see him falter, and I think now is my opportunity.
All right. We're contesting this again?
Yes, that's right.
You go first.
Okay.
Okay.
You say.
You want me to say first?
Yeah.
Unnatural 20.
Damn it. I rolled a natural 20.
Yeah!
Plus 3, so 23.
Nice
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you've been graveled.
So what's Shrew doing then?
I see that beside the big boy, there's one more cultist that's on his last breath. Before I fly off with the big boy, I want to reach out to him with my beak and give him a peck on the head. But I'm trying to do non-lethal damage. I want to knock him out.
Okay.
7 to hit.
That misses.
Damn it. So then I want to fly off with the big boy.
You managed to get 27 and a half feet up into the air. Or do you? Because the cultist has an attack of opportunity on you.
I tried to spare your life. Don't do this.
You can't ride this shit up. That's a natural 20.
Damn it. Oh, shit.
Will Shrew get to take off into the sky?
Oh, come on.
That's max damage on a 6, which doubles to a 12, plus his modifier, which I believe is only a 1. So 12, yes, 1. That's 13 slashing damage on Eagle Shrew.
This is bullshit. Guess how much life I had?
No, not 13.
13.
Oh, no.
Ridiculous.
So Shrew does not get to take off into the air. Oh my god, I can't believe you missed with your attack as well. Do you want to get more pissed off, or do you want to...
No, not really.
Well, I'm going to make you more pissed off anyway. He's got 1 HP left.
No, I know, you said it before.
I said he wouldn't
no,
death
was low,
yeah.
I imagined he would die if I would knock him out if I hit him.
Yeah, but he's literally 1 HP.
It's bullshit. Hold on. I just realized Fabian has protection. When a creature you can see attacks a target...
What kind of protection? Is he carrying something in his wallet?
Well, yeah. But apart from that, when a creature he can see attacks a target other than him, that is within 5 feet of him, he can use his reaction to impose disadvantage on the attack roll. He must be wielding a shield, also is.
Plot twist.
So you would allow a bit of rewinding. Rewind!
I'll allow it. Allow it, because it's an epic moment.
Okay, good. So
what a twist of events, because now we know for sure that Shrew will not pop in, even if he hits. Unless it's another nat 20.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it past you. So.
I'm going to up the ante and get Red Boy that was punished.
Ooh.
Which, I mean, I told Al off audio, but when I punished Red Boy, which has been rolling particularly high today, I sort of tossed it nonchalantly onto the second table that we've got beside me. And in a mocking fashion, it landed on a natural 1.
Yeah, it's making fun of me. But I'm going to tell you this, though. If you roll a natural 20 now, I'm taking the headphones off, I'm putting the mic away, and I'm going home.
I usually roll here on my little table, in the, those of you who have seen the photos of our setup. I'm going to roll this one on the big table so Al can see it.
Okay, bring it.
So this is a disadvantage roll. We'll say something, if it's a nat 20, the damage from before stands, because I'll allow the record.
Of course, yeah.
Here we go. I can see the sweat bead starting to form on Al's head.
not quite a nat 20. Not even close.
I don't think that even hits. It's a total of 11.
No, it does not hit.
Oh, Fabian MVP to the rescue.
Fabian saves the day again. And True sets off finally. 27.5 feet up the sky with a big boy in his talons.
You can breathe. It's over to Murkob.
Would you say that Murkob saw Shrew's intent of knocking out the guy that is in front of Fabian?
No, because he went with his beak. Had you had a weapon, he would have seen you hit him with a pommel, or you tried to peck him.
Fair enough. Murkob then goes up to that guy and finishes him off.
Is he trying to flank him, or is he...
Yeah, he's going to make sure he finishes him off well, and he's going to flank him.
So he's going to take him from behind.
That's correct.
All right, then roll with advantage.
That's a total of 18.
Yeah, that hits.
Total of 10 damage.
Oh, he gone. He's well and truly been finished off as he collapses into the snow.
Poor guy.
Murkob doing anything else?
Using his turn to close the gap between the archers that are still inside the camp and himself.
Okay, so he's used 10 feet of movement. He can use 20, 5, 10, 15, 20, and he's got his bonus action if you wish to charge recklessly.
Yeah, he wishes to do that.
Which one of the two archers is he going for? The one to the left near the tents, or the one that's near the bonfire?
The one closest to him that he feels is closest.
He gets within range.
Murkob is doing pretty well this fight as well.
Yeah, makes a change for him.
Yeah, everyone is except Shrew, as usual.
It's not been his finest moment. Over to the top of the round with Fabian.
Fabian is gonna stay where he is. He's a bit bewildered. He can imagine what Shrew is trying to do, but he also knows that Shrew, when he's taken enough damage, will pop back into his normal self. So he's anticipating anything that might happen, and he's staying there.
Is he preparing an action?
Yeah, he's going to keep a hold to his sword and shield. If he sees a guy fall and it passes in front of him, then he wants to try and attack the big boy. He's going to position himself in a place where he thinks that if the big boy does fall, it'll fall right in front of him.
All right, so Fabian's standing there looking up at Eagle Shrew, trying to fly off with this cultist. And he positions himself underneath to the side, anticipating that Shrew may fall along with this dreaded cultist. It's over to Fenner and Caspus.
Fenner, not content with having missed last time, he's going to try that again, this time as a third level spell, and aim at the cultist that Shrew has in his talons.
I'm going to up the ante here, because there's a big, big bad boy of an eagle carrying him. If you roll a natural one, you'll hit Shrew.
That's not in the rules.
But I'll half the damage.
But I'll take it. Okay.
Just to make things interesting.
Yeah. Here comes the natural one. Okay, hold on.
You haven't rolled one yet today, have you?
I think I have, but as an advantage. Kind of, I had advantage and one of them was a one.
Oh, okay. Don't roll it now.
Let's see. Right, so here goes. Not a natural one, but doesn't hit. That's a 5 plus 7, 12.
No, it does not hit. She fires off this guiding bolt. She's starting to get a little perturbed as she's missing lately. Fires off into the sky.
It's hard to hit a moving target as well, to be fair. A flying target.
Yeah. Is Fenner and Caspus doing anything else?
Yeah, Caspus, under Fenner's command, is going to ride up to where Fabian is and wait, because she knows The shrew is a bit of a doofus, and she knows that if shrew falls, or if shrew loses his wild shape, he will fall, and he will need healing. So she's going to hang around there.
And just to clarify for our listeners, this is Caspus moving with Fenner on top here.
That's right.
That takes Fenner and Caspus to within 20 feet of Fabian, using the dash action for Caspus. It's now over to this big bad cultist.
Let's see what happens. I imagine he's going to try and attack me.
Oh, yes he is. He's not looking particularly impressed as he dangles 27.5 feet from the ground.
No, I imagine he doesn't.
Well, that hits. I'm not going to bother adding anything because I know that your AC is a 13 and this is already a 16.
Oh, crap.
Here we go. That's a total of 9 slashing damage on Shrew.
All right.
And as Shrew turns his neck down to look at this prey that he's got in his talons, he notices these wisps of black smoke traversing down the arm as the symbol of Tiamat glows.
He's up to no good.
He's looking pissed. Well, you can sense that he's pissed. You can't see his face behind that mask.
No, I'm trying to do an eagle sound. Hold on. No. Is that eagly? Not really.
Kind of. All right, Shrew senses this magical surge pulsate into him. Whoops. Dealing 4, 9, total of 15 extra damage.
Yes, and with that, Giant Eagle Shrew is now back to Shrew and is refalling.
I'm going to ask you to roll a d4 for Shrew to see which one of the 4 squares he's going to fall on. Please be a 2.
2 is the one Fabian is standing on. Nick has a very dark sense of humor. He wants to see me fail and Shrew's shrubberies die.
No, I don't want to see you die. But I do want the comedic value of you falling on Shrew, on Fabian, and the roleplay that will ensue.
Well, I'm sad to say for you, it was a 4.
Oh. But wait, because there's somebody else that's falling.
Okay.
The cultist is falling down as well as he's dropped by Eagle Shrew. Which quadrant is he going to land in? Yes!
Damn it. Well, hold on. So how far are they falling? Would they fall at full 27 feet in this turn? Or would
yes,
it take a
yeah,
while?
Yeah, I think you fall up to 300 feet in the first round.
Damn. Okay. But, I mean, Fabian can still get his attack before he had his attack ready, do you remember?
Yeah.
So he should be able to get it before he actually
He can try and swipe twice as he's crumpling down towards okay. him in his okay. full plate armor and shield and sword.
All right.
Let's start off with Shrew before we get to Big Bad Boy. I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself here. I'm going to ask you to roll an acrobatics check to see whether you land on your feet or whether you fall prone.
I fall prone. Hold on. Yeah, it's 7 total.
Yeah, you fall prone as you slam into the snow, receiving 5 bludgeoning damage.
What the fuck, Shrew? Oh, shit!
Give me the 2 attacks for Fabian. He sees this heavily armored cultist falling down towards him.
Total of 16 for both attacks.
Both were 8s then?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say that both miss.
Oh my.
So I'm going to ask Fabian to give me a dexterity saving throw as well. And I'm going to do one for the big bad boy as well.
That's 11 for Fabian.
Total of 10 for this bad boy who crumples into Fabian. Both Fabian and this guy take 3 bludgeoning damage. I'm going to roll a d8 to see which square the big bad boy lands in. I'll say that because Fabian was stood there and this guy's just fallen on top of him. He'll stay where he is and the big bad will roll off to one side or the other. That's a 5. So he falls next to Fabian, but away from Shrew and next to the body of one of his comrades that has fallen. He's going to use his movement to stand up, and seeing Favian lying prone on the floor, he's going to try and plunge his sword into his chest. Oh, come on. I was gearing for an epic moment there. That's a natural 2.
Oh, yes. Oh,
plus
yes.
6 plus 2. No, that's still not enough. He misses.
Great.
He's looking a bit bashful after that. You see him wave his sword in front of his face, press it on his chest. The symbol of Tiamat glows. You see this aura appear around him. So it's over to the two cultists with the bows, one of which is engaged with Murkub. This one's going to drop his bow and attack with his sword. And he misses. This guy, I think, has missed every single attack in this fight. His second attack is a little better. Has a total of 15.
Just hits.
It's a total of 4 slashing damage on Murkub.
Down to 2.
Murkub is really standing up to some punishment today.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Despite all the hits, I think he's only taken 5 HP of damage. The other cultist is going to draw his bow and take 2 shots at Murkub. Ooh, the first one hits with a natural 16. And the second one also hits with a natural 17. The first shot does 5 damage, half down to 2. The second shot deals 8 damage, half down to 4. So that's a total of 6 damage, already half down. Murkub has taken 11 damage total. It's now over to Shrew, who's lying prone on the floor.
I'm not going to even get up from the floor. I'm going to extend my hand up to...
Oh, I think I know what's coming. I thought this was what you were going to do from the top of the totem. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm going to extend my hand out towards the big boy.
Damn you! Can't you just let me pick you up and drop you from high up?
And I want to cast Polymorph.
I thought you were going to do that from the top of the totem pole when he came out.
No, I wish to... I had this in my mind that it would be epic to try and fly up with him and drop him from high up and kill him that way. But it hasn't worked out, so now that I'm back to Shrew, I'm trying to use this. Let's see if you can cast it first, though. What do you mean?
Let's see if you can cast it first.
Why?
You need a wisdom saving throw.
I need a wisdom saving throw.
Yes, before you can cast it.
How come?
That's the spell he's got to cast on himself.
Oh, that's a ward.
Yeah.
Thing that he had. That's what I was fearing. Like, it might be something that negates my spell. So, let's see.
It's a wisdom saving throw for Shrew.
Okay, here goes. It's now or never.
Is Shrew feeling wise?
Oh, yes. Very wise, because he's proficient. 24.
Oh, yeah, he saves.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But now he has to save a wisdom saving throw. So roll low, bro.
Here comes the red boy. Here we go. Wisdom, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, he's also proficient in wisdom.
Is he proficient in everything? What's wrong with this guy?
I think that that's what we're going to call a session. I would be taking a picture of the dice roll.
No, just to prove what it was. No, no. I think the listeners and I deserve more respect.
I think you guys need to tune in next week to see whether this guy becomes a chicken or whether he's saved.
Damn you. Seriously?
Gonna take a picture of the dice roll.
You mean you're gonna leave me a week? A whole week without knowing what my spell just done? You're killing me.
Yeah, I'm gonna make you wait for a week to know what the roll was. Up the tension, up the ante.
It's probably a save, let's be honest.
Who knows? Who knows? I hope you've enjoyed this tense...
You know, damn you! You know!
Of course I
Tell us!
That's some food for thought for the Discord channel. Would you rather have known the result as a listener before the episode ending? Or are you more anxious and more eager now for the next episode to know what has happened? Al has collapsed into his chair like a piece of chewing gum, all chewing up and floofing all over the place. He looks defeated, but our Shrew Shrubbery is defeated. You're going to have to tune in next week to find out. But if you can't wait till then, join us on Discord, follow us on your Instagram, Twitter, or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to visit www.i2td.com, where you can follow our links to our Buy Me a Coffee page. And by joining one of our membership tiers, you can get some bonus episodes. We're back into the studio with the bonus episodes. And whilst you're there, why not purchase a potion? I think Shu could certainly do with some assistance in this battle. Or a one-off item, which not only helps the cause for the podcast, but also brings yourselves into the story and helps you shape the adventures we play, kind of like Hunger Games.
I'm out. You're doing this section all completely by yourself. I'm done. I'm out.
Oh, he's taking off the headphones and everything. He's going. He's packing up. Where's he going? He's got his bag. He's left his dice, his tablet, his phone. He's left it all. Well, in Al's absence, he's grabbing all, he's shoving it all in his bag. It's just a week, man, just a week. If you can't join one of our membership tiers or don't want to, or you don't want to donate or buy a potion, he's actually left. Remember, you can help the podcast by liking this episode, leaving a review on Spotify or on YouTube or wherever it is that you get your podcast. That certainly helps the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate it. Without Al here, I'm going to move straight on to the end of the episode club, the last one standing, where we give you a password and you use it on a comment and compete on our Discord channel for the esteemed title of El Quillo Masvrada. You can leave your comments wherever you interact with us, and we'll be sure to read it and look forward to doing so. Today's password is pear-shaped, because Shrew's initial plan went a little pear-shaped. So use that in a comment however you see fit. Look forward to reading those. And I'm going to say that I hope you join us next week, and I'm going to go off in search of Al. I don't know where he's gone. See you as we delve into the dungeon.
Happy Tuesday!
Tengo que decir que antes, before we do this. My name's Nick.
And my name is Alan.
And welcome. Mira, vamos a hacerlo otra vez.
Tú vas primero, ¿vale?
Venga. Where Shrew in owl form had gone a little reconnaissance.
Reconnaissance. For Murkop, we have a...
Shot. With an arrow from the dock. From the dock? What the fuck am I talking about?
Murkop then goes up to that guy and finishes him off. That's a common expression.
Not their protection.